tonight's speakers, who is Joe?
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean. I'm Joe and I'm an addict.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, my heart is pounding. I can hear it going boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh my God. I remember the first time I came to this meeting, I thought, wow. Sorry, can everyone hear me? The first time I came to this meeting, I thought, I want to be up there one day. Careful what you wish for. I need to get myself out of the way as well because, I have this desperate need for people to approve of me and to like me, and that's not what this is about. This is about me coming here to share my experience, strength and hope with you, and hopefully carry the message to somebody here in the room. If you're new to NA, I'd like to say welcome. If you've had the experience of wanting to stop taking drugs and found that you can't, I'd say you're probably in the right place. Because this is the only place that's got me clean, and I've tried everything. psychologist, therapy, counselling, drugs to stop taking drugs, all sorts of different things, and nothing worked until I came to NA. So I'll tell you a bit about myself. I'm aware I haven't got a lot of time, and I am very passionate about this program, and I have a lot to say. And I really want to say everything I want to say in 15 minutes. It isn't going to happen. A bit about me. I would say the first thing that I used to change the way I feel was sleep. When I would go to sleep, I didn't have to deal with my reality. I could dream and I could escape how I felt through sleep. And I used to like sleeping a lot, I still do. And fantasy was a big thing for me as well. That was a very big thing growing up. I grew up in Liverpool, and from a very, very, very young age, I just wanted to fit in. I felt like I was on the outside. Life was like a fishbowl. It was all going on inside the fishbowl, and I'm on the outside knocking, saying, let me in, can I be part of it? And I would try everything from a very young age, different groups of friends, different tactics, just so I could fit in, and it just wasn't working. At the age of about 10 or 11, my mum left my dad. It was, growing up was... It was all right. My mum, in the beginning, kept me hidden from a lot of the violence and, the alcohol and everything. But she decided to leave my dad and take me to go and live in Spain. And that's when I first picked up my first drink, a 2-litre bottle of cider. And I thought I was home. I was like, yeah. Smashed, lying on the grass, out of it. And when I moved to Spain, it was... already at that age, finding ways and means to get more. So, in school, I'd be getting bits of tequila or vodka or whatever and putting it in a 7-Up bottle and going on school trips and drinking that and trying to get other people to drink it. I was smoking anything I could get my hands on. In Spain, we used to smoke banana skins and eucalyptus seeds and loads of random things. I don't know if you did that here. And at the age of 15, my friend's brother said to me that he had these pills and if I took them, I'd feel great, and that they were slimming tablets. And he said, take 5 and you'll feel amazing. So I took 10. And I did. I did. For the first time, I felt like I was home because I didn't care what anyone thought of me anymore. I stood there, I was high, I was like, yeah, I'm all right, I don't care what you lot think of me. And I just wanted to continue feeling that way. It was the early 90s, the rave scene was happening out in Spain. And yeah, my taking progressed rapidly. Within a week, I'd done ecstasy. Everything, smoked, done everything, and acid as well. And I loved it. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, I had a bloody great time. I was standing on the beach with like 2,000 people at a rave, the sun coming down, shining on me, and people coming up to me telling me that they loved me, that they felt like they'd known me all their lives and that we'd be friends forever. I'm like, I'm home. This is it. This is what I've been searching for my whole life, just to feel part of, just to be loved. I spent the next 20 years chasing that. That's pretty crazy. It all got a little bit wild, you know, a lot of psychosis around the acid and everything. And eventually I was made to move back to England, didn't like it very much. Went to Cambridge, met some kids. They were like, yeah, let's go down to Ministry of Sound in London. And again, got there, I'm home, this is it. And yeah, I basically made myself homeless, which is a bit crazy as well, because I just wanted to get high. And so I quit college, and I went from party to party to party. So as long as I could keep taking drugs, I could stay awake and I didn't have to worry about where I was going to sleep. And eventually I ran out of favours and I did end up sleeping on the streets. Not for long, but I did end up there, putting myself in situations that, you know, shouldn't be happening, really. But yeah, that's where it took me. Eventually, I met a guy who was I got into the YWCA and managed to get some accommodation there. And thought it'd be a really good idea to start selling drugs so I could get mine for free. But obviously I was my own best customer. And I met this guy and he told me he was selling weed. And I thought, that's ridiculous, there's no money in that. We should sell coke because I don't do coke. And that way we can make loads of money. So I went off on that venture. I knew that I was unhappy. I wanted to stop. I couldn't stop. It was just, even though I managed to get a job, I got a job in the city. I looked and seemed completely functional because I had this job. And, you know, they say in the beginning, Dean read it out, focus on the similarities and not the differences. And that is really, really, really important because my illness will try and glamorize my using and tell me that it wasn't that bad. It wants to separate me from all of you lot. And, you know, for years, I didn't think that I was an addict. Thank you. Because I didn't use heroin, I didn't use crack. I didn't wake up every morning and have a line of coke. Where it took me was I was isolated, I was alone. I downsized from a 3-bedroom house that I managed to get into a studio because I wanted to have my drugs there, my fridge with my wine there, the TV there, the bed underneath me, and the toilet right next to me. Because when I was using, it was too hard for me to get up and go to the toilet. I had to piss in a jug because I couldn't walk to the toilet. Looking out my blinds, completely paranoid, cutting the wire on my doorbell because, you know, terrified that someone would actually ring the doorbell, I'd have a heart attack. You know, tiptoeing around my flat in the middle of the day, it's just insane. And I was a junkie. You know, I was fishing out, cigarette butts out of my bin because I couldn't leave my house to go to the shop and buy more. I am so grateful to NA. I am so, so, so grateful to NA. You know, I came to my first meeting. I don't know what I heard, but that feeling of being alone, that left me. all of a sudden I was in a room full of people who understood me, who got my thinking, who were saying all the things that I was thinking. That's all I ever wanted, you know? And what I saw was, what I learned quickly, you know, I threw myself into this program, was that, you know, it's great getting clean, yeah, but nothing changes until you do the steps. Because my behaviours, my thinking, everything stays the same. I know that my illness is in my thinking and I can't trust my head. So, yeah, I threw myself into the steps. I got a sponsor. And it's been an incredible journey. It's been not the easiest journey. I've had my ups and downs. And it's been very painful. But what I know through every single moment of pain and excruciating pain, where I've been doubled up on the bed screaming, thinking I can't get through it, I haven't picked up. I've called my sponsor, and on the other side, there's always been growth through every bit of pain. I love this program with a passion. I'm coming up to 2 years clean in a couple of weeks, and yeah, I'm so grateful. And can I just say to any newcomers, if you think that by, like me, that by stopping taking drugs, you're going to be bored and life is going to be boring, it really is not. My life is filled with beautiful, crazy people like me. We do a lot of fun things. I'm going out raving on Sunday to Ministry of Sound, clean, celebrating my freedom from active addiction, that I can be there with some dignity, enjoy the music, and not have those horrible feelings and not go to bed thinking I don't want to wake up the next day. I'm so, so grateful to this program. So if you're new, please keep coming back. If you didn't get anything out of what I said, just keep listening and keep coming back. And I'll leave it there. Thank you.